WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Ever feel like your brain's just buzzing with notifications, updates, and endless scrolling? You know that feeling when you just need a break from the digital world, but haven't figured out where to go or how to unplug? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into something truly powerful. Finding solace in nature and the outdoors. This isn't about just going for a walk, though that's definitely part of it. This is about tapping into something deeper, something primal within us. That connection to the earth, the trees, the wind, the silence. It's a reset button for your soul. Trust me, we're all wired for this, and sometimes the answer to feeling calm and grounded isn't another app or filter, but stepping outside into the real world. Let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you find that solace in nature. First off, nature is your stress buster. Think about it. When you're surrounded by trees, hear the birds chirping, or feel the sun on your skin, does your body naturally relax? It's science. Being in green spaces actually lowers cortisol levels, which is that pesky stress hormone. So, ditch the meditation app for a day and go for a hike. You might be surprised how much calmer you feel. Second, nature sparks creativity. Ever notice how you get your best ideas when you're out walking or sitting by a lake? There's something about the open space, the natural rhythm of things, that allows your mind to wander and connect in new ways. It's like nature clears the clutter, allowing your creative juices to flow freely. Third, nature is a great teacher. It's constantly teaching us about resilience, adaptation, and finding beauty in simplicity. Look at a tree. It stands tall through storms, adapts to changing seasons, and finds ways to thrive. That's pretty inspiring, right? So next time you're out in nature, pay attention to the details, the way a flower blooms, the patterns of leaves, the cycles of life and death. It's a powerful reminder that even in challenging times, there's always beauty and strength to be found. Fourth, nature is a conversation starter. It's amazing how something as simple as a beautiful sunset or a playful squirrel can bring people together. Sharing these experiences creates connections, fosters a sense of community, and reminds us that we're all part of something bigger than ourselves. And finally, nature is essential for your well-being. It's not just about feeling good, it's about our physical health too. Studies show that spending time outdoors can improve sleep, boost energy levels, and even strengthen your immune system. So, make nature a priority. It's an investment in your overall health and happiness. Let me share a quick story with you. A few weeks ago, I was feeling totally overwhelmed, deadlines, emails, the usual chaos. I knew I needed a break, but couldn't afford a vacation. So, I decided to take a simple walk through a nearby park. As I walked, I noticed the sunlight filtering through the leaves, the gentle breeze rustling the branches, and the chirping of birds in the trees. It was like my mind instantly shifted gears. The noise faded away, the stress melted, and I felt this sense of calm wash over me. By the time I got back, I felt refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle whatever came next. Remember, finding solace in nature doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. It can be as simple as taking a walk in your neighborhood park, sitting under a tree with a good book, or just listening to the sounds of birds singing. The key is to make time for it, to intentionally disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with the natural world around us. So, what's one small step you can take today to bring more nature into your life? Maybe it's a 15-minute walk during lunch break, planting a few herbs on your windowsill, or simply taking a moment to appreciate the beauty of a sunset. Every little bit counts. Keep it real, keep it natural, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of social media detox, real life recovery.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.